It's a story that will probably make you mad, make you laugh, and shake your head. And a story you'll probably pass along to someone else because it's so unbelievable. Get ready for a tall but true tale on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Mike Gruce worked for the Missouri Department of Corrections for 32 years, and during the 1990s was warden of the Supermax State Pen in Jefferson City. He has plenty of stories, but perhaps none is as interesting as that of Bernie Moore.
He's one of those people that was willing to do anything to get drugs, and what he initially did is took a large safety pin and opened it and then tied it shut with a piece of thread from his clothes and swallow it.
The thread dissolved, the pen popped open, and Bernie went to the hospital where he received drugs, both before and after a surgery, to remove it.
And then he came back here with a number of prescriptions that we had to keep him on those drugs for weeks. And as soon as those prescriptions ran out, he turned around and swallowed a spring from a spiral binder, and we went through the same process.
He went back to the hospital, complained of the pain, was given drugs before and after surgery, and a prescription when he returned to his cell. Mike, though, was now wise to the inmate's plans, so he put him in a cell where he wouldn't have anything to swallow and harm himself.
Eventually, we locked him in a segregation cell, which was a strip cell, and he disassembled his bed and swallowed the nuts and bolts that held it together. And so he either had a taste for metal or he was really wanting drugs bad.
Inmate Bernie is still in the prison system today.
He was with me here for around 3 years, and he was operated on around 40 times for swallowing things. So the taxpayers of Missouri have invested probably $1 million+ just in surgery after surgery. And bearing in mind, his goal was simply to get the accompanying drugs.
It's just one of the interesting tales Mike shares on his tour around the place he used to supervise as warden. Traveling the countryside in Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.